Kana arrives is not considered part of the Ikebina. Why do they ask them? Because that is the reality that they're concerned about. It's not because of the takana that they ask them. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's not because of the takana that they ask them. That's not the takana. It's because there's a reality that they're choshesh for Biki and Lishma, for Ein Biki and Lishma. So the Ika Bein Nayuz is just asking, what new realities does the takana create? You understand? Anything that comes about from the underlying problem itself is not an Ike Beinayu. Ike Beinayu is not asking Lemaisa what is different. It's asking halachically what is different. Halachically what is different meaning which new halachic entities exist now. The fact that if a Beis Din were really choshish for Lishma, they would act one way. And if they were not, they would act another way, is not an Ike Beinayu. You understand what I'm saying? That's just the Beis Din reacting to what the reality is. Ike Beinayu means they were misaken to say this. Okay? Well, according to you, what were they misaken? You understand? So according to Rabbah, they were going to be misaken it even if two Adam bring it. According to Rabbah, they're not. According to Rabbah, they're going to be misaken it if it's from Medina Sayyam to Medina, two cities in Medina Sayyam that are close to each other. According to Rabbah, they wouldn't. According to Rabbah, they wouldn't if it was from city to city in Eretz Yisrael. And according to Rabbah, they would. You understand? That's a question of Ike Beinayu means what's the content of the takana? What's the content of the takana according to you? What's the content of the takana according to you? What's the gufa takana according to each one? Okay, but how based in, whether based in Mamela asks or not, is just a question if based in is concerned about Lishma. And if the reality is that they are concerned about Lishma, then Mamela they're going to want to know. Mamela they're going to ask. It's not a din of tzarech. It's not a din of tzarech that was part of the takana. The takana was the takana was a combination that you're going to rely on Beis Din's own knowledge that through which the combination of his opening statement the combination of the shliach statement coupled with Beis Din's natural function will solve the problem. You understand? But there's no takana for Beis Din to be choshish for Lishma. That's the reality. Not a takana to be choshish for Lishma. That's the reality. Right. But apparently Tosus and the Rashba don't learn that way. Now, there's a machlokas on when the Gemara is asking, my Beinayu, is it including my Beinayu in the takana? Or my Beinayu practically that's going to make the get kasher? That's apparently what seems to be the difference between Rashi and the other Rishonim. The Ran is really learning like Rashi in terms of what my Beinayu means. Therefore, he limits his question to the text of the Amira. Is the Amira Bifonei Nechtav Lishma or not? You understand? He doesn't include what the Dayanim do, because he really agrees that my Beinayu only means the Takana. Like Rashi. But Then you have what we did yesterday. But it seems that Tosus and the Rashba are learning my Beinayu would encompass even things that are not part of the Takana, but just practically that would have to happen for it to be kosher. But then I have my question, hey, I'm based. All right, it's not such a powerful question, though. Yeah. And they're learning, it's true. Tosus does say that it would seem that according to Rashi, based on would have to ask. I mean, he's still going back to the idea that the Takana would then have to be that based on must ask. Right, it's true. That's good. I mean, you're still not seeing eye to eye with Rashi on how you would formulate the takana. Right, I mean, it's true. You don't have to say they're arguing on the Ike Beinayu. They're just arguing on how the on the tsura of the takana. He's saying, according to Rashi, then the whole situation would have to be part of the takana. The takana would have to be the whole dialogue. And that would definitely be an Ike Beinayu. ask that. Now, according to Rashi, if the basin didn't, if the people who were there didn't ask it, you would say it's not good, but not because the takana wasn't fulfilled, but because they didn't deal with it properly. I mean, the takana is not the answer. The takana is giving is a part of the solution, but it itself is not the solution. So that's what nobody else likes that pshat. Rashi's the only one who learns like that. Everyone else is learning. Takana has to be the whole thing. Either you're going to, therefore, like the Ran, either you're going to say that takana is the whole amira, and basin is just prodding them to get the amira out, right? Or you're going to say that takana is the whole dialogue, and then you're going to have to say that basin is part of the takana, that tzarach lishol is part of the takana. Whereas Rashi is the only one who has his idea that the takana itself is going to fall short of the solution, and it's going to have to rely on the wherewithal of the mekablim. Yeah. Right, so now the Gemara gets down to the real analyzing really what's going on here. How is this working? How is this really working? If you're going to say you're really choshesh, that it's not lishma, so then you should require two. Like, midi d'havya kol edil sheva Torah, kush yehu, Rashi says. That's part of the question, right? So if you really need to establish a fact, if we're in doubt about the fact, then you should require two. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so Gemara answers, Eid Echad Neman Bisurin Rashi, Shareya Minu Torah, Kol Echad Vechad Misrael, Ala Froshas Truma, Viala Shchita, Vial Nikur Hagidva Chelev. Funny Rashi. It's a funny Rashi. He says, How do you know Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin? I don't know. How does he know? Because the Torah, how do you know the Torah trusts everyone in these things, right? Yeah, Rashi. It was Rashi is a little funny, right? How do you know that? I mean, maybe that's just for the guy himself. Right? See, the other Rishonim look for a source. We'll come back to this sugya later. I don't want to break up our flow here. But the other Rishonim look for a source. What's the source? You know what the source is? From Nida. The Safra Allah. That's the big one. But we'll have to see. It's an interesting question. Rashi doesn't mention a source exactly. Just sort of like a common sense approach almost. There's another Rashi, I think, in Yavam, which says, otherwise, how can anybody ever eat at their friend's house? If you don't hold Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Okay. Good. Right. Okay. So the Gemara answers that what? It's a difference. That when do we believe the Eid Echad? Only when it's not as Chazik Isura. Like there's a Suffolk, you're not sure if it's Shumar or Chalev. But if it's Chazik Isura, then what? Then you need Edom. Aye, what about Shechita? And Shechita and Truma? Right? Right? Because we know this woman is married. And the get is going to release her. Okay, but right now she has a Chezkas Eishasish. So now you're saying we're trying to release her from the Chazaka of Isser. But we have a problem with the mechanism. We have a problem with the get. It needs support by an aid. Right? Oh, so then Eid Echad won't be good. Because...
Who's asking about the facts of the get? We're not asking anything about whether she's an Aishas Ish or not. Everyone's agreeing on that.
Okay. So just something to plant a seed of thought here. I mean, it's interesting. So what is Eid Echad Neman? I mean, what kind of a Nemanus is that? He's only Neman on something that's in doubt and not on something that's sure. I mean, either he's a Neman or he's not a Neman. It's like a funny kind of a Nemanus. What kind of a Nemanus is an Eid Echad? Well, we'll come back to it. I mean, only when a thing is in doubt. I mean, but not otherwise. Is he a Neman? He's not a Neman. If he's not a Neman, we should never trust him. If he's a Neman, we should trust him in all cases. What kind of a pshara is that? I'm only going to trust him where we didn't know before. Okay. No idea. Not in terms of having anymore. Okay, so what about the case of the shechita? That's also Ischazik Yisura. Because the animal was also for Eivim Menachai. Right? No, so Rashi says, because it was Biyod L'Saknan. Okay. Okay, so anyway, so now's the problem. The problem is that what? So how does the Eid, how does the Shliach help? Go ahead. Okay, so the Gemara's first answer is what? Really, Rov B'Kiyanein. And Rashi, interestingly, inserts one word. Rov Yisroel B'Kiyanein. Right? It's interesting. Rov Yisroel B'Kiyanein, Rashi says. Yeah. See, that's what I was saying the other day. It seems like two different, seems like a machlokas on where the chashash is. Rashi is learning that when the Gemara had the original Havamina, the original position was not talking about Sofrim at all. It was talking about the B'nei Medina Sayyam. B'nei Medina Sayyam. Hasn't mentioned Sofrim at all yet. Okay, so now to resolve that problem, the Gemara says, nope, really, Rove, people are Biki and Lishma. Go ahead. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, that what? That Rove is good for us. But Reb Meir's choshish for the Miut, and even for him it's not a problem. Why? Because Rove of the Sofrim know what they're doing. That apparently is a stam sofrim is bigger. In other words, you see what the Gemara is saying? Those in terms of Klal Yisrael, in terms of the stam b'nei adam, that's a rov. Right? That's a rov. But Reb Meir is not satisfied by rov. So how do we satisfy Reb Meir? It's a different idea. The stam sofer knows what he's doing. And so there's a difference between saying rov and stam. Royal, because see, the point is that Rashi's saying you got to go back to where the whole thing starts. The thing starts is the guy wants to get divorced. He's a stam guy, right? He's a stam guy. So first we'll say that what first the Gemara's Havmina was they were choshish about the Bnei Adam themselves. You got to trace the chashash back to the source of where the problem is going to begin. So he's saying the first point is when there's a need for the get. So if that initiates in a person that wachoshesh is going to doesn't understand about lishma, right? Then what? That was the first problem, right? Now you're going to say no. Really, Rov Bnei Adam, really Rov Yisrael, know about this. They really know about this. Okay, but that's just a Rov. And what about Reb Meir? So the Gemara is, because the Gemara wants to learn the Mishnah like Reb Meir too. The Gemara says, for Reb Meir, you say a different thing. Now what? That it's true. Now what are you saying, Chaim? You're saying Rov Yisrael? No. So they're going to go to a sofer. And now you have a stam sofer. And sofer is an umdana that he knows. You understand the difference between saying Rov and saying stam? Rov means that there's more that most of them do, right? Each one is, it's like it's a suffek, but we holchim achar rov. You find a piece of meat in the street, and most stores are selling kosher, so you say holchim achar rov, right? You don't really know, but you say holchim achar rov. The way you find it is really, there's no indication from the thing itself. The thing itself is completely unidentifiable, whether it's kosher or not. So we have to rely on a mechanism of going by rove. But he's saying stama means that's the identification of a sofer. Once a guy is ashamed of a sofer, the shame sofer itself has an umdan that he knows what he's doing. We're not saying that this get came from. We're not saying that we're just holchem achar rove, because Reb Meir is kosher for the miyah, right? So you don't have the problem at all, the Gemara is saying. So why do we have a problem? So now we have no problem. So why are we worried? Go ahead.
The role and the stam are dealing with the same problem.
Yeah. So now the problem is, so why the Rabbanan need it? Why do the Rabbanan require it? Go ahead.
Now how come we shouldn't need that?
Okay, so what is the chashash now? So what are we chashash for? So Rashi says, now what are we chashash for? We're chashash for the fact that what? A guy will come and pick up a get off the street that has the same names. That has the same names. It'll all be done. Well, it doesn't matter if it. No, it doesn't matter. He can have Eidei Chasima sign later. Right.
Right. And that's the issue.
Mestama, it wouldn't be thrown out with Eidei Chasima, but.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. Yeah. So the Ron asks this question. Says, why are we choshes for Lishma? Why are we choshes more for Lishma than for anything else? Right? Yeah, but if you're going to say they don't know what they're talking about, I mean, why are you? There are other psulim to be choshes for.
Yeah, you're really being
Tala, she says.
What you're being here for is that perhaps the guy went into the garbage, dug around, happened to find...
Look at the Ron, go ahead. So the Ron's like, Zemayishto d'chashin and tfei b'lishmo, mikama dvarim ha-poslim beget, kemachubor, v'nechta v'yom, v'nechta b'layla, v'lomer stofer ksov, v'leidim chsumu. So why aren't we choshish for these other things? That he wrote it when it was mechubor, it was written in the day, it was signed at night. He didn't tell them directly. They heard it from someone else. These are all psulim. Okay. So he says, Yesh Lomar. Psulim halalu lesofrim hei mesurim. He says, these are the psulim like mechubar and signing it in the night and not hearing it from the word of the Baal. Those psulim are given over to the sofrim. Right? V'stam sofri d'daini migmar gemiri. Right? Stam sofer... Ron? Yeah. Stam sofer knows what he's doing. The stam sofer knows what he's doing. So you see, even Reb Meir is not choshish for that. Right? You see, stam... Stam means it's not even... It would seem he's saying stam means even Reb Meir is not choshish for these other things. Right? There's no reason to be choshish the sofer at all. Ela mishum dilma ichtevei bar masei v'yavi lahai d'shmei kishmei. The really the chash is maybe he got it from a resident of the same of the, his town who has the same name as him. V'yapa pishen choshin l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon elam kein huchsaku. Aye, but we never choshish that there happen to be two people living in the same town, unless there's a chazaka like that. Kevan diganami miuta de miuta de sofri de logamiri. See, he calls it a miut of a miut. Just he calls the stam a miut of a miut. Just because Tosfos says miut of a miut doesn't mean it's two times rove. Doesn't mean it's a rove of a rove. Miut of a miut means it's such a infrequent occurrence that there's no chashash.
Is it like a number?
Is it a number? Pi. What do you mean?
No, isn't it saying it's command Laysa? Isn't that the idea?
So what
do
you
think between
me and me and me?
He's choshish for the Miyad, he's not choshish for the Miyad of the Miyad.
Like he's saying 90%, 95%, like Miyad is 70% and Miyad to Miyad is
90%.
Can you respond to reading that it's not like Stam is Miyad to Miyad though? It's possible that it's saying that that in a town where there will be Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, this came in the economy miyuta, the miyuta, meaning a miyut of sofrim that don't know, the miyuta of in the same town as two Yosef ben Shimon.
It's possible to say that. We're not choshish for two people of the same name in the same town, unless we have a chazaka. But since there's also this very minuscule chashash of the sofrim, so we're choshish. We put them together. We stick these two chashashos together, and now we're choshish. Yeah, so the sofrim were not just for the sof. See, now it's like this. In terms of the other problems, maybe it was written mechubar and cut off, maybe these other things, right? So that what? That you're relying completely on the sofer. Right? That you're relying completely on the sofer. And as long as we know that it was done by a sofer, because it was lishma, then we don't have to worry about those other chashashos. You understand? Once all lishma is going to do for us is now going to tell us that the guy didn't pick it out of the trash. Right? then we go back to saying Stam Sofri Migmar Gemiri. We don't have to worry about any other problems. Because Stam Sofer knows what he's doing. Listen, there's two problems. That's what he's trying to show you over here. I'm trying to show you there's two things. One thing is the Sofer doing it, right? Right? But the second thing is we don't know where he got it from at all. It's possible he didn't get it from a Sofer. Right? So he's saying there's a combination of two things. Stam Sofer is good, but there's a very small percentage that aren't good. Okay? That's a meat of a meat. That alone we would never worry about. Right? That alone we would never worry about. But on top of that, there's a chash that he didn't go to the Sofer at all. That's another mir. That's a whatever you want to call it. Okay?
I'm saying if you say a
mir
and people don't go to the Sofer, that is a real chash.
Then there's a real, if you say a mir, you mean according to Rav Meir?
The point is, this is weird though, because didn't we say
let's forget about the mathematics for a minute, okay? Let's just get which factors he's putting together. He's saying since there is what? He's framing the question like this. He's saying there are other psulim that there are to worry about. Mechubar, right? We did the sugi mechubar a couple months ago, right? Now if you write the machlokas, what the psulim mechubar is, but let's say you hold the simple cases. You write the get on a leaf that's growing out of a tree. You write it and the Adam sign on it, and then you pull it off the tree. All right, that's not a good case for us because everybody would know it's true. But according to some Rishonim, even if you have a long cloth, if you have a 10-foot long cloth, right, and you write the get on the top of the cloth, you take up 12 lines, 1 foot, and then you cut it, puzzle. You have to cut the cloth before you write the get. Okay, that's a psul. That's a real psul, according to some Rishonim. It's not locus, but most Rishonim hold that would be psul, right? Because it was written mechubar to another thing. Doesn't mean growing from the karka over here mechubar. Means the object of the nesina is not the same object of the ksiva. You wrote it on a giant thing, but now your mice and nesina is to a small thing. So that's to be because of inosan. So it's not the same cheftza. So it's puzzle, right? Remember that chosav v'nosan. So why aren't you worried over here that something like that happened, right? So he said no, because every get is written by a sofer. That's the assumption. Assumption is the get is written is produced by the sofer, right? Therefore, we've negated all of those problems. Any problem in the asiya of a get, of any get, we've negated that problem. Okay? So once I see a get, I never worry that it was mechubar. Because I know a sofer wrote it, and I know most sofers know what they're doing, and they're not going to write a get on a long piece of paper and cut it. Oh, but how do I know a sofer wrote it? That's the problem. Then I'm... No, that's not the problem.
I'm asking you, though.
That's what I was saying to you. Nobody knows. There are so many things that we... There are certain things that are just umdanas. It's chazakas that we just rely on. Okay? That's an umdana. It's written with the 12 lines and it looks good. We say, Balabas didn't write it. It was written by a sofer.
So that's the rove, though. That's the fact that we see it get in front of us.
No. That's every get that we see in front of us, we say came from a sofer.
But you have to have some kind of mechanism for that. You can't just bring that out of nowhere.
It's an umdana. It's a meat of a meat. Of gittin are written by non-sofram.
Someone just guessed
right,
and got it right.
Right. So what you're saying is, again,
Okay. So now, we, for our halachic purposes, we say the get is the product of a sofer. For a person. Okay. Therefore, we're not worried about mechubar. Oh, but if a sofer did it, why are we worried about lishma? Why should we worry about Lashma if the Sofer did it? And the Sofer knows what he's doing. Right? That's where he comes in with the combination. Because it's true, the problem is, since Rov B'nai Adam are Biki and Lashma, but some are not, it's possible a guy could have found a get written for somebody else. You understand?
What is this being
okay? No, even Reb Meir wouldn't be bothered by that. What?
What do you mean?
This is the chashash that Rabbanon after even Reb Meir is not even bothered. Meaning Meir didn't, no one's bothered. Even Reb Meir.
Meir didn't, nobody's bothered.
But I think that Reb Meir is not worried about it. But we worry about in the Atzmon.
Because each one is on its own a very small miut. You understand? You have to take each chashash on its own. Each chashash on its own. What's that? Each chashash on its own is negligible.
Relative to the question, is this a good get or not?
No. Relative to its own question. Did the guy pick this get out of the garbage? One in a million. Did the guy pick this get out of the garbage? Without the fact that there's two Yosef ben Yaakovs in the same town? And his wife is the same? I mean, come on, we would have heard about this story. I mean,
and the guy decided not to give it in the end. I'm
just saying, won't the guy find the garbage know the Shema?
No, because only Rov are Biki in the Shema.
No, but what's it?
No, he's a balabas.
One second.
He's a balabas.
Oh,
goodness gracious.
One second. I thought that was the way we were defining
it. Is Miat the Miat, is the Miat the Miat different than Miat squared? Can we just say Miat squared from now on? I feel more comfortable with that.
I don't understand what you mean when you say Miat the Miat.
I refrain from saying that word from now on, okay?
Wait, very unlikely.
Something that Rabbi Meir, whatever it is that Rabbi Meir is not choshish for, that's what it is. Can we just live with that for right now?
Why is that?
No, it does not mean that. It does not mean me. If a guy goes to, the Gemara says, how could a blind man be a shliach? Right? How can a blind man be a shliach? So the Gemara says, why can't a blind man be a shliach? Right? He knows who he's getting it from, because he hears the guy's voice. The Gemara says, if you don't say that you can rely on hearing a person's voice, says then how could a man live with his wife at night? He doesn't see her. He says no, because he recognizes her voice. Is that, I mean, according to Reb Meir, it's a miyat, the miyat that it's not your wife? How are you going to have two combinations? You don't, it doesn't mean, it doesn't, of course it's not a miyat to miyat, but he's not choshish for that.
Right, because it's not even a
miyat.
Is it totally negligent?
It's not, of course it's a miyat. It's possible that someone has the same voice. Yeah.
We're saying it's a totally negligent.
So that's what I'm saying. Stama means that I have every right to assume this is the thing. Now, the only time you get into a question of rove and miut is when you don't have an umdana that stama, this is the thing. Let's say you have a Gemara, halacha says you have a tvi asayin. Let's say you have a piece of meat and you recognize it. You have a tvi asayin in the thing. So it's an umdana that the same, you know, basar shenis alei min ayin is also, let's say. So if you put the meat out and you come back and it's exactly the same spot. So we say it's good, it's still good, because you recognize it looks exactly the way you left it. Does that mean that it's impossible that it wasn't replaced by something else? No. But there's no reason to be choshesh. The only time you get into questions of rove and miut is when first you have a reason to be choshesh. But if a stam thing is, if this is the way the thing is stam, you never get to the question of Reb Meir. You understand? Reb Meir, it's not like Reb Meir was a doubting person. He walked around every minute, is this still mine? Maybe someone switched my jacket. Right? There are things that cause a chshash, and then you need a halachic mechanism to add the chshash. But not everything is a chshash. We can't go into that sugya of exactly defining when something goes to the level of being a chshash that you need. You find the piece of meat in the street, you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. You need a mechanism to define it. So we say rove. We say rove. But when I have my thing and I recognize it, my tvi'a zayin is not a mechanism of resolving my doubt. That's the thing itself. I know this is the thing.
But we're not even using me as me.
It's just good. It's just good. What's that? Okay. So, one second. So.
What do their rabbanon care?
What?
What are their rabbanon?
So what are their rabbanon? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying each one on its own is not a chashash. Now, as I say, did the guy find a get? That's a very unlikely chash. We wouldn't be choshish for that. Was this sofer the sofer who doesn't know what he's doing? No, I wouldn't say that. That's the status of halacha, of the pure halacha. Pure halacha would be that since each individual question is resolved on its own, there's no problem. So what's the chumrah of the chachamim? The chumrah of the chum is not to take it in terms of each individual chumrah, of each individual question, but to combine it into one question. Is this get lishma? You understand? According to the chachamim, they changed. They said no. Now we don't. It's true in terms of was it picked up from the garbage is very unlikely, and that the sofer didn't know what he was doing is also very unlikely. But those two things combine and they have one commonality, that if either one of them happened, the get would not be lishma. Understand? That's why he's saying we combine them. What does it mean we combine them? We put them into really they're separate chashashos. They have nothing to do with each other. They're just two completely separate chashashos. But in terms of the din, they would have the same outcome bedin, that the get would not be lishma. So the rabbanon are matzrich now to look at them not individually, where each one will be resolved on its own, but to view them in their species. You know what I'm saying? To view them generically as a question of lishma, in terms of what their ultimate outcome would be. So when you if you look at them combined, he's saying, now you would have a reason to be choshish. You understand? But you wouldn't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Oh, so dafka lishma, because being found in the garbage, you would not have those other chashashos. Because it was found, even though you found it, it was still written by a sofer. Right? So those other chashashos never combine.
So the sofer one, we're still... The sofer chashash, that he might not be a sofer.
But that's not...
What kind of chashash was that?
That's true. The fact that he's not a good sofer would mean he could have done anything. Anything crazy. Could have written it... Yeah, not lishma. He could have written it on a long piece of paper and torn it off, right?
But only lishma is compound.
Exactly, but only lishma, only the psul of lishma. In other words, the chshash of the sofer could combine with anything else. But the psul of lishma is the only thing that would combine with the psul of lishma, and the psul of having found it in the garbage, which is also a psul of lishma. Those two combine. You understand? So in terms of, it's not that now we're choshesh that the sofer that a bad sofer wrote it. Because if you really choshesh a bad sofer wrote it, then you should be choshesh for those other things, right? In terms of each particular chashash, we say each one is too small to be choshesh for. But midrabbanan, we take what they both have in common, and we make it into one. You understand? And now you say, the two combined, we'll treat it like one bigger chashash of lishma, because we're not going to go into the details of how each one contributes to it. It's a strange thing. Saying if you take each source on its own, it would be too small to worry about. But since they both are possibilities, and they both share one din of a chashash of, in one way, they can both have a chashash of lishma. Midrabbanan, we say, we'll treat it like one event of a chashash of lishma. But you can only treat it like one event in the chashash that they share in common. You understand? The fact that maybe it was written on a mechubar is not a chash that can be joined. Questions. I was just saying that Me'ikar Adin, each event is negligible. So the Rabbanan, so Me'ikar Adin, you'd say, did this event occur? Did he pick it out of the garbage? No, that didn't happen. Did the sofer know what he was doing? No, that didn't happen. Right? So that's it. They each one are gone. There's no way to worry about them. Right? There's no way to get out of that. So what did the Rabbanan do? How did the Rabbanan make this Chumrah? What is the nature of the Chumrah according to the Rabbanan? The nature of the Chumrah was to say, we're not going to look at it as events. It's a fiction. It's a Chumrah. They're going to say, in terms of the Chshashos as events, we're not going to look at them. Each one is negligible. That never changes. But Midrabbanan, we say that the Nefila is really a Chshash of Ein Lishma, and the Sofer is a Chshash of Ein Lishma. So now, it's not two events. We don't look at them. We don't look at these Chshashos as two events. We look at the Chshashos as two units of Ein Lishma. So in that sense, it's mitzdarif.
Therefore it's
bigger than each one individually.
And therefore not negligible. So Rameir would have such a
even the Rabban. Even the Rabban have a chash. Even the Rabban have a chash.
Not in terms of the Raisa, Rabbi Meir would.
I'm not saying, but by the logic of Rabbi Meir, now we've reached the whole number of chashash.
Even the Rabban and the Chashash, not just okay. Rabbi Meir.
But they weren't just, because otherwise it seemed arbitrary that they were just making it a little bit less negligible.
Well, it could be that.
You'd have to say that they're changing it to now it's, now all of a sudden that's something that we're chashash about.
Well, that's my point, though. The point is, All I can tell you is how they took it out of the framework of what the chashash really is and put it into a different framework. In other words, they took it out of the chashash of the maisa, they took it out of the framework of the chashash of what happened, and they put it into the chashash of the din lishma. And in the framework of what happened, each one is a negligible. In the framework of the din lishma, then there's a greater unit. Now, I can't tell you how big of a unit it has to be for them to start worrying about Lishma. All I can say is that's how the Ron seems to be getting out of the problem. That in terms of the Ikar Adin, you got to have it in a way that Ikar Adin is really nothing, but Midrash Rabbanan is something. But he's saying it's not this Midrash Rabbanan they made up a Chashash, because why would the Rabbanan make up a Chashash? It doesn't exist. So they're saying it exists as a Chashash in one framework. This is a chashash if you look at it just as the sum total of lo lishma. But in reality, we don't do that. In reality, we look at each event on its own. So midaraisa, each event on its own would be negligible. But because of the chumrah of gittin and lishma, the Rabbanan said we're going to be machmir and we're going to take it. We're going to take the lishma as an entity in itself. We're going to make now lo lishma like a new event. And now, that event of Lo Lishma has two Heichi Timses. You understand?